10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Edition of Event Horizon, and for yours truly, Chip. Again, really appreciate you. Be safe. Have a wonderful week. Watch out for others because they may not be watching out for you. And do something nice for someone. You'll be glad you did. So take care. And until next time, we are out. See you soon. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
WYXR. You're listening to Event Horizon with Bryn Butler every Monday between 7 and 8 o'clock after Chip's show. Hope you guys caught some real talk. We had some good discussions with Steve Mulroy, as well as that court watch discussion was pretty cool as well. And before that, DJ Lola with you know, some hip hop, playing some new tunes to me, some old school stuff, some Lupe Fiasco. And during DJ Lola's set, she will also include some samples from some of our favorite hip hop songs. And after our show here, after 8, we'll head into some Dear Diary with Lana Hayes, so please stick around, keep WYXR on. We'll have Pledge Week coming up next week. That'll be pretty exciting. Like I said on Chip's show, at the end, on the shout-out there, we may take things in a little bit of an atmospheric direction going forward. If you've been listening to Event Horizon, you can expect some heavy riffage here and there, but always, you know, going for an atmospheric dark vibe, sometimes glitchy, electronic, sometimes rock heavy. But I have been, you know, ever since like the end of July, I was ready for the cold weather, and tried to make my music taste kind of fit that. And lo and behold, like at the end of August, I kept plowing away at that. I lightened up on the heavy riffs. And lo and behold, the weather kind of leveled out with our music here. I think you can. I think that was all me. That was all me. that last song we heard was "Hell," new release by Prescription Cowboy. Excuse me. Stylized as RX Cowboy, featuring Anteater and Normal Riding. A pretty cool collab. Those guys. Are from the Midwest, and of course Anteater is from Memphis by way of Chicago, and that's a pretty cool tune. They've, you know, done duo collabs, Normal Riding and Prescription Cowboy, as well as Anteater and Normal Riding and Anteater and Prescription Cowboy, but to see all the trio collab was really cool. If they got some stuff going forward, I'll be super excited. I love how patient that song is. Going forward, we might have some hip-hop towards the first half, maybe like one guitar heavy song. And it might get a little spooky towards the 30 minute mark. So I might take a break. And of course, before we go into Dear Diary, Lana Hayes' show at 8 o'clock, I will take my foot off of the darkness a little bit, let up, while still keeping the vibes, the multi-genre vibes, but letting up off the heavy stuff a little bit. So like I said earlier, more atmosphere and darkness, less heaviness. There might be a little bit of glitchiness. So stay tuned. WYXR 91.7, Event Horizon, every Monday between 7 and 8. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Devin, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Twist facts, they not killers. All I see flathead, they not drillers. All I speak blackhead, no pop filter. Let me know when it's peaking. Let me know what you think I'm on. I'm off kilter, gone in my section. RIP map quest, no direction. All I see cap cut, won't digress. It's not in my flex, what beat is you digesting? 9 out of 10 can't answer my questions. Spilling froggy, you might get dissected. Heard they want smoke, get hazed if I'm stepping. Can't play as these flows ain't through sweeping. No, they can't hedge they wages. Keep sweating, my bookie just keep betting. I'm looking to get even. Thought if I just took my shit off streaming and Spotify, get they hands out my pocket. Whole doorbell and niggas still knocking. A whole Orwell, I get into this arc. Y'all enter it by tools. 7 purebreds gon' ride too. No, the pigs ate, we call them kaiju. Leave you in the ash, don't wanna be Raichu. We gotta evolve, we gotta be blind too. It still gotta see all. Oedipus, how I feel on this Odyssey fall. Regular, gotta be real, they want autonomy off. Counting me out, know that I'm about to be golf. On this green servant you love, y'all burning me up. Y'all burning me up. The trophy ain't big enough. The trophy ain't big as I thought. The trophy ain't big enough. The trophy ain't big enough. The trophy ain't big enough. The trophy ain't big as I thought. The trophy ain't big enough. I take my money, the trophy ain't big enough. I think it's funny, you lost and can't give it up. I cut my losses, but I ain't got to cut.
I'll take my money, the trophy ain't big enough. I think it's funny you lost and can't give it up. I cut my losses and I ain't got to cut.
Hi, this is Willie Clayton, and you're listening to 91.7 WYXR. For all the good sound, all the good music, if you're looking for some good soul and blues, then you're in the right place, baby. I just love me some you.
Oh,
91.7 WYXR. You're listening to Event Horizon. We take things in a bit of a darker direction sometimes, usually atmospheric, sometimes heavy, sometimes glitchy. The song you're hearing in the background is White Line Nightmare by Phase Fatale, coming out of Berlin. And after that, that Prescription Cowboy collab track I started y'all off with, we went into Coco Goth, new single by Mick Jenkins, featuring Emil, E-M-I-L. Got a new Mick Jenkins album coming soon. I believe it's going to be called Murder of Crows. And I'm looking forward to it. He's been rapping insanely well. And it seems like he is mad at somebody. I don't know who. Maybe he's mad at multiple people. And I love when the bars reflect that a little bit. So super looking forward to whatever he's got planned. And I think Emil may be all over that new album. So it'll be pretty cool. WYXR 91.7. Let's keep the vibes going.
Keep it right there. Don't move that dial. 91.7. It's your boy Willie Clayton. You heard me?
Yeah, yeah. This is a nine nigga. We taking over this summer.
Blaze up another one. Trick, we ain't finished it. Still bumping bass in your face. Got me soaking wet. No repo in this. For the 9-5 dirty dude. Popping slugs at you. Is he still alive? I'm the only gangster claiming clap for the nigga. Lou, you better tell him. Though they smell him by the gutter. Taking all my sweat. Wanna guess who this be? G-A-N-G-S-E-A.
South Memphis where I'm dwelling, South Park is where I'm laying.
G-A-N-G-S-E-A, yeah, I'm down with S-B-B. G-A-N-G-S-E-A, yeah, I'm down with S-B-B. G-A-N-G-S-E-A, yeah, I'm down with S-B-B.
Event Horizon with Bryn Butler every Monday between 7 and 8 o'clock. That was Nine Inch Nails with Sanctified coming off of their Pretty Hate Machine album. I always want to call that song Justified because I think that's the first part of the chorus. And then before that, we had a bit of a hip-hop vibe going on with 3-6 Mafia production under Gangsta Black, legendary LP Can It Be, a very cool collab between those two partners. I'm sure DJ Paul and Juicy J were over production on, you know, as a duo through that album, and that was down with SPV previously. I think we're gonna take a little commercial break here in a couple minutes, and then we'll go into a bit of a heavier vibe. Like I said, it'll be a little bit spooky for a couple minutes. Bear with me, I promise we will mellow things out towards the end of the hour. You're listening to WYXR 91.7. My name is Bryn Butler. I believe Trent Reznor was talking about a house, some chick's house on that song. So stay tuned.
Yeah, this your boy Drama Boy, a.k.a. D-Boy Fresh, man. And you tuning in with me right here on 91.7 WYXR. We beneficial. Hey, yeah,
Want to reach a passionate audience who loves Memphis's arts and music scene? Sponsor WYXR and connect your brand with the city's creative community. More information at WYXR.org/sponsorship.
Programming for WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the Hyde Family Foundation, who is committed to creating a better future for the city of Memphis by supporting initiatives that enrich our city's cultural landscape.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com. Support for WYXR comes from the Germantown Performing Arts Center, presenting an evening with Eliani Elias on Saturday, October 4th at 8 p.m. A pianist, singer, composer, and arranger, Elias blends her Brazilian roots with instrumental jazz and classical composition skills through her voice and piano playing. Her performance will be a tribute to Memphis's jazz giant, the late Melvin Massey Jr. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
Hello, Memphis. This is William Bell. You're listening to the station with the city's soul, WYXR 91.7 FM. And you know I would know.
a minute. I'm from the West Coast Conference, like Kobe or James Worthy. You can just call me the king of the valley. All I need is a game jersey. And got to get served up when I get it all spitting up. Game service. Cut it up, got it up. Big cold cuts for the oven to heat it up. Came dirty. I'll be off of that kryptonite. Turn him into liquid ice. Stain his jersey. Leave him in the back of the Elko. Like up the scalp. Stick it to him like Velcro. I'm a killer. I'm a dig a ditch quick to rip ya. Paint a murder picture with ya. I'm a jack knife script you that night. Split your legs open it. But then I'm here. Take a rip in your guts. Jamaica deep peach. You bleach you with the meat cleaver. Then I need to see ya. Either fourth quarter receiver. Court order the leech. Tech quarter to me. I'm bringing the seasoning. And the suicide. No do or die low. Keys in the back seat. Cut necks. Some sex. Got to give him that brother. Let your neck.
Phantom, your freaking family will fall flat. Yeah. Bunk Biancas, beat them black and blue with a baseball bat. Yeah. I might be a small cat, yeah, but I won't use discretion. Hit them with a weapon if you're stepping with a mall rat. 20 minus 11, I make them all scat. Yeah. Not prosperous now, text not with his crowd. He's lost in his clouds, rather be off than soft with his style. I got hopes that my life might get better, but I've been broke so I might swipe your cheddar. Yeah. You better get ready to give me, I got a vendetta. Yeah. Coming to get it, whether we the money, whatever.
Yeah. Nobody said it was gonna be easy. People deceive me or leave me in the dark and buried up in the crowd. But this one day you gon' see me on TV. You better believe me, taking over this and never the opposite. Yeah.
Rewrite my life, give me light in a fight for what's right. A la liberate, cuidado. Yeah. 151 rum is how we run from slim sums, then comes Diablo. I need a medic cause I'm murder energetic in the cerebellum, never tell him I got. Yeah. One of the worst problems in the medulla oblong. Got a yada going one hell of a shot. Yeah.
No more darkness, yeah, how did I start this? Yeah. Feeling bizarre, like kicking your carcass.
Yeah. I am the ruler in my kingdom and my dark seat's hot. Yeah. Step into my world and your heartbeat stop.
Event Horizon with Bryn Butler, WYXR 91.7, every Monday between 7 and 8 o'clock. That song was My World by Tech N9ne. Old favorite of mine. Really got me into the hip-hop genre as a youngster. Featuring Brother Lynch Hung on that first verse and Dilemma on that second verse. One of the fastest Brother Lynch Hung verses I've heard, of course. Legendary West Coast gangster rap artist as well as horrorcore legend in and of his, as well as frequent collaborators between Tech N9ne, both Brother Lynch Hung and Dilemma. I think I've heard Dilemma do some fast stuff like that on some of Tech N9ne's more popular tracks, like the Midwest Choppers series 1 and 2. you know, posse cut songs. And Tech N9ne really, you know, got me into Midwest rap music as a whole. You know, now that I think about it, Mick Jenkins, you know, hailing from Chicago earlier, and another track we have later tonight, will all beef some Midwest hip hop of a varying variety. I believe Dilemma's from the Midwest. Did I say West Coast or Midwest just then? I meant Midwest. It gets confusing. And I was thinking a lot, you know, this week, making this list, you know, being a Tech N9ne fan so early in my life, only, you know, years after realized our own local, you know, hip-hop scene, as crazy as that sounds. So, you know, regardless of the, you know, Bone Thugs stuff in the 90s that was happening between our city and Midwest crews, man, we just have so much in common. The South, Memphis as a whole, or Memphis and Southern rap and Memphis rap, excuse me, have so much in common with the Midwest. They really are our siblings. You know, New York or the East Coast and West Coast can have their feud. I guess we can have our feud as well, but man, we have so much in common. From their instrumental picks, that was the legendary Trackster on My World, who I've been listening to pretty heavily recently. Great beats. But we started things off, you know, I got on a little bit of a tangent. We're about 15 minutes into our second half. And that first track I dropped y'all into was Let Me Down, in parentheses, So I Can Feel Okay About It, I think. About something. It's a really long track name. That was by Cast Iron Hike, who I've played at least one time. I've been really enjoying, you know, their work. Kind of somewhere between metal and hardcore, a post-hardcore within the 90s. And then after that, we went into Kitty, K-I-T-T-I-E, a band from the 2000s, or excuse me, a band that got started in the 2000s. Definitely heavy on the new metal vibe. And that was the song Charlotte, coming off of their album Spit in 2000. Pretty cool to hear that apparently they've caught, you know, some of that Y2K nostalgia buzz. They dropped an album last year that seems to do all right, and they've got a 25th anniversary of their Spit LP coming out soon, I think in September. So they'll have a couple of tracks that they have re-recorded. But I love their vocalist. You know, those screams are awesome. To hear, you know, high-pitched vocalists do those screams is interesting. And as a vocalist, it seemed like she kind of, you know, went and tried to make things a little more healthy sounding, because you can scream healthy and unhealthily. And so her scream changed, and we may hear some of those changes for the better, maybe for the, you know, health or healthy reasons for this new 25th anniversary of Spit LP. And then, of course, that Tech N9ne song. So we're going to go a little mellow with it for these remaining 15 minutes. Try not to bleed into Lana Hayes' show, as we've done a couple times. We won't talk about that. This is 91.7 WYXR, Event Horizon. Did I say that? My name is Bryn Butler. Stick around, letting up off the heaviness, but keeping the atmosphere from here on out. What do you say? I got some punk stuff and some, I won't spoil it. We got some Midwest hip hop and some punk stuff coming up. 91.7 WYXR Event Horizon. Heavy, glitchy, atmospheric darkness.
This is Todd Richardson at WYXR 91.7 FM.
Yo, this is SMK the Beat King. And right now, you tuned in to WYXR 91.7 FM. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hold on for a minute, let me call my, you know, you know. Yes, we're doing just calling, trying to keep a beer straight, stacking, never falling. Carry on the legs, trying to that toe. Flex with the road, drop a trendy logo. I was smoking beans and dying cold, bro. Got the pimps in my soul, so I'm pimped to an O. Hold on for a minute, let me call my, you know, you know. Yes, what I'm doing, just balling. Trying to stick with beer, straight stacking, never falling. Caddy on the legs, trying to hit the next plateau. Flex with the road, drop a trendy logo. I was smoking beans and dying cold, bro. Got the pimps in my soul, so I'm pimped to an O. Hold on for a minute, let me call my, you know.
Things don't seem to be as easy as they used to be. It's getting harder every day to think of better things to say about what's going on around you and what's happening inside you. This is it, the darkest hour. Isn't it depressing? How our minds create an atmosphere that won't happen here unless we make some new demands to grasp the future in our hands. You know what?
Just 91.7 WYXR. Event Horizon has just come to an end, I believe. We could have had a couple more minutes to play one more, but I'm going to give myself a little bit of an outro, and I believe Lena Hayes' show is still on the computer, so I'll make it quick and let the automation do its thing. That last song was, of course, Everything Turns Gray by Agent Orange, coming off of their first album. I love their first album. It I think it's been labeled as hardcore because of the time and place, which would have been 79, 80, 81, I believe, somewhere on the West Coast. I'm sorry, I don't know. but to me, they you know, sound like a surfier Joy Division, which is why I mess with them. You know, a lot of existential lyrics, much like Joy Division, and a bit of that darkness that here on the Event Horizon we love to lean into a little bit. But after that Tech N9ne song I dropped y'all off into, it was Stigmata Martyr by Bauhaus, coming off of their first album. And I said it was going to be Midwest hip hop and punk, and I left it at that. But you know, from punk, I throw in post punk, and from, you know, throwing in post punk, you got to mention gothic rock or goth rock, which is what Bauhaus, you know, definitely is known for pioneering. And I want it to be as vague as possible. I never like spoiling what I'm about to play for you guys. If you're British, it's called Stigmata Mata. Love that song. One of my favorites. One of their more popular ones. And then we went into that Midwest hip hop I was talking about with Do or Die's Just Ballin', coming from the Heads or Tails album. Early in the track list, and one of their most popular songs from that album as well. Once again, a lot of the hip-hop production that I leaned into tonight had that live-sounding bass. I'm sure it's a MIDI keyboard of some sort, but it's at least live-sounding. And those whistly G-funk synths, I'm always here for that stuff, whether it be from Memphis or the Midwest or from California. And like I said, you know, we got a lot in common with our Midwest brothers and sisters. regardless of the beefs that may or may not have happened, which I may not know enough information about. This has been Event Horizon with Bryn Butler, keeping things heavy, atmospheric, glitchy, and you know, whatever else. We'll be back on Pledge Week. Lena Hayes, Dear Diary is up next, so don't go anywhere.